Last weekend, you had a winning weekend going 3-2 at the Cavs per invite. What were your takeaways from those matches?
Yeah, we did have a good weekend. It was fun for the girls. We ended up winning that silver bracket, which was a good, you know, confidence boost for us. Struggled a little bit on Friday with some just basic fundamental stuff, taking care of business on our side of the court, but we stepped back on the floor on Saturday, you know, and really focused on those little things, and I felt like the girls kind of turned things around, and we had some momentum going into those games.
Now, what was the message to your team after the Casper tournament, and what is the overall message to your team going forward?
You know, I'm really proud of the girls. They're really starting to put things together, and we've talked, you know, all summer and begin the season about just being confident in ourselves and getting that winning attitude and being really good teammates to one another and believing in each other and having fun and, you know, honing in on our skills. So I was really proud of the girls for stepping up on Saturday and doing those little things we've been talking about. And going forward, we're going to continue to work on those things. You know, the small fundamentals, like I said, taking care of business on our side of the net, making sure that we're playing defense the way we should and putting the ball away when we have the opportunity.
Now, you just said it. Your squad is getting better. And, you know, by the end of the year, the key is to get hot and to get hot at the right time. How do you feel about where your team is right now at 11-13?
You know, you're exactly right. Being able to peak at the right time is what we need to do. And we've talked about all along just believing in the process and knowing that things aren't going to change overnight. But if we continue to get in the gym and work hard and work on the small things that make us a better team, that by the end of the day, you know, the end of the season, things are going to be where we want them. So that's all we're focusing on is the process and hoping that the outcome puts us where we want to be.
Again, I'm speaking with Wendy Ruby, the Campbell County Camel head volleyball coach. Now, one thing your players have emphasized is that they love how you coach, and it seems like you've already changed the culture there, and the culture seems better in your first year. Now, how do you feel about the state of your program in year number one?
You know, that was one of the big things I wanted to do going into this job is to just get back to focusing on, you know, the big picture, which volleyball in the grand scheme of things is the little picture. The big picture is sending these young ladies out into the world to be, you know, good members of society and good producing adults. And so I think that was our main goal stepping in. We did a lot of community service early on and really focused on some leadership things and bringing the girls together as one and just letting everybody know that they have a role, and whatever that role is, it's important, and that if everybody can accept their role, we're going to be successful. So we've really tried to focus on that and, you know, also bringing back the winning attitude to what used to be Camel sports. You know, we had a dry spell for a while, and the kids could feel it, and I think the community could feel it. And so just really emphasizing that, you know, these kids are winners and they should be proud of what they're doing, and that if they, again, can just believe in the process and keep putting one foot in front of the other, you know, the outcome is going to be worth it in the end.
Now, this Friday, you have a tough test as number one Laramie comes to the Castle. What are the keys to upsetting Laramie Friday? And also, what do you tell your kids before they hit the floor against Laramie?
Yeah, we got a tough one on Friday. I was joking with the head coach for Laramie this weekend that since her daughter is the one playing in the Junior Olympics right now, that she could just maybe take a break for us. But, you know, I don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, like I said before, we're not necessarily concerned with Laramie's side of the net. We have to take care of business on our side of the net, do the things that we do well and make sure we're relentless on defense and putting the ball where they aren't offensively. We got to be able to block, you know, and slow the ball down from Stuckey and just be smart about play mainly is what we're worried about.